We come to Psalm 57 and the last verses of the psalm. Psalm number 57, verses 6 to 11, to the end of the psalm. Let us read some verses in 2 Timothy chapter 3, reading from verse 10. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, "But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came to me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured. But out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yes, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." And let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we are commanded by Christ to pray in a certain manner. We are commanded by the Apostle to come with boldness to the throne of grace, to find grace to help us, mercy to cleanse us and forgive us, to come with confession and thanksgiving. We are commanded in the scriptures generally to call upon the name of the Lord. And all these exhortations are given for our good and for God's glory. To neglect these things, Heavenly Father, we recognize is detrimental and dangerous. And to pursue and engage in every means of grace is good for us. It is advantageous. It is beneficial. It makes not only for a more consistent Christianity and a healthier Christianity, but also a happy Christianity. And so we pray that we would not take lightly these exhortations and descriptions of approaching God and listening to God and speaking to God. because in these things we are, as it were, being spoon-fed in order that we might not plead ignorance or go astray because of ignorance. So this evening, once again, we pray that we would come with a true, thankful heart, as well as a heart of confidence and boldness, but true gratitude, because our God has done great things for us. And in the Psalms and in other places, we find this reflected upon constantly. And always there is the same response of a deep sense of wonder and of gratitude as we recognize that we are undeserving of these mercies. And yet these mercies come. And so we pray that we would not only be thankful for small mercies, as we say, but that we would be thankful for big mercies, because every mercy is big. And so this evening, Heavenly Father, we come to pray once again for one another, for believers throughout the world, for those who are suffering believers, suffering for Christ. We pray for those who are new believers, that they would not lose their zeal, but that they would grow in grace. We pray for those believers who have perhaps backslidden or grown cold, having lost their first love, having perhaps fallen into a condition where they are neither hot nor cold, but simply lukewarm. And that if this is our case, O God, we pray that we would recognize that we are making Christ sick of us. And we pray that we would return to God's ways and word. We pray for those who are seeking after Christ. We know that men seek for God when God comes seeking for men. And we are encouraged to hear from time to time of those who desire it to become followers of Christ. We have reason to believe, O God, that there are multitudes of them. And we pray that they would always continue to seek, because we know that a seeking sinner and a seeking Savior will always meet. And so we pray, Heavenly Father, that this way of grace would be much continued and never decline or die in the world. We remember those who rule over us, O God. We know the temptations that they face. We know the pit in which they live. We know the swamp, as it were, in which they move and work and have their daily exercise of their office. And we recognize that even as the scripture says, there are those corruptions and temptations and wickedness in high places. And so we remember these men and women who are tempted perhaps way beyond anything that we will ever know. And so we commend them to God, because they are God's ministers for good. And we pray for them. And we remember those, O Lord, who engage in missionary work. We know there are some known to us and others who are quite unknown to us. But we know that they are there. We hear of the fruit of their labors. And we are glad to remember that God's word never returns to him void ultimately. So we are glad to hear of conversions in Iran, in the Middle East, in other places, in China, and other places in the Far East, certain places in Africa. And we remember those who labor in those places, and we pray that among those converts, God would raise up further laborers into the harvest field. And that we ourselves in this part of the world would be of some use in bringing in the harvest. So Heavenly Father, help us to pray and to praise this evening, to read the scriptures, to listen to the scriptures, to listen to God, knowing that God's word is accurate, it is authoritative, it is useful for correction, for instruction, in order that the man of God might be thoroughly and perfectly equipped for every good work. So help us, O Lord, to read the scriptures and to listen to God speaking to us. This is our prayer, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, let us continue to read in 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Do thy diligence to come shortly unto me, for Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed into Thessalonica. Crescens unto Galatia, Titus unto Dalmatia, only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable to me for the ministry. Antichicus have I sent to Ephesus. The cloak that I left at Troas with Carpus, when thou comest, bring with thee, and the books, but especially the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works. Of whom be thou ware also, for he has greatly withstood our words. At my first defense or answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Salute Prisca and Aquila, the household of Onesiphorus. Erastus abode at Corinth, but Trophimus have I left at Miletum sick. Do thy diligence to come before winter. Eubulus greeteth thee, and Pudens, and Linus, and Claudia, and all the brethren. The Lord Jesus Christ be with thy spirit. Grace be with you. Amen. Well, let us continue in Psalm number 58 to sing to God's praise and glory. Verses 1 to 6, Psalm 58.